Father, as we touch and agree this morning, we know we're in a scenario, but we know that you're in control. I ask you to give each person courage to stand their ground. The thing they've been fed, let it come up and be their strength. I pray this morning for people all over the world who need to hear your word. And here at Water Life Christian Center, I'm encouraged. I encourage myself to know that all the years you've brought us, you're still bringing us. And we are a remnant, and you will not destroy this world because of us. And we know that. We know every person not in the same boat, because when Noah built the ark, many was on the outside. But you do it for a remnant, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it. Now, our eyes need to be open, our ears open, and our inner man open to hear what you're saying to us about our health today. I'm going to talk about health again today, Father. You know it, and I'm asking you to help me, help the body of Christ know how to live strong in health. We thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Two scriptures opening. I want to open at Hebrews chapter 4 first. Hebrews chapter 4 first. Now I'm going to make some statement. Unless you're on the inside, you're not going to be able to go with me. All right? You will have to be on the inside to go with me. We're going to talk about God's health wisdom cometh to the body of Christ. God's health wisdom cometh to the body of Christ. We're going to talk about health wisdom, some wise ways to walk in health, to get in health, to stay in health all the days of your life. In order to do that, the Spirit of God said to me, tell them, about a heart open operation, open heart operation. And we've heard that statement before, but we have not heard it on this level. This open heart operation here is not a physical operation. It's a spiritual operation. And so when you look in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it states, for the word of God is quick, that means alive, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now notice this operation, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, in order to walk in the wisdom of God's help, we have to know our soul and spirit is involved. And of the joint and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart, or the intent of the soul. Now in Proverbs chapter 4, he goes on to show us how you can participate in this operation. It's a word operation. We're talking about word health. We're talking about word health. Very few people know about the word health of the word. Has no respect and no sickness, no disease. All right? Here in Proverbs chapter 4 now, the operation go on. But you have to notice that you're a partaker of the operation. It says in the 20th verse, my son, see, we got a part to play. Attend to my words. You remember we were just reading Hebrews 4:12. Matter of fact, let me give you another enlightenment on that word. Look at John 6:63. John 6:63 for a minute, because it's going to give us a great insight on why we should attend to the word. We know the word is a divine operating knife from God. Now, we've got to be on the inside. You can't be on the outside. If you be on the outside, you're not going to be able to keep up with me today. It's an inner man message. Inner healing inner health has to come before outer healing or outer health. And so the body of Christ has to learn inner health. There's a health, and this is what the Lord will talk about this morning. She says, by his word, it's not only a sword. He said, it is the spirit that quicken it. Look at that word, quicken it, making alive in another dimension. The flesh profits nothing. See, the flesh profits nothing. So the flesh by itself can't be healthy. And I think the church have tried to be healthy through their flesh by doing certain things through the flesh only, and it's not going to work. So he says, it is the spirit that quicken it. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, now notice what he said, they are spirit and they are life. So we're talking about a spiritual operation and a life operation. We're talking about health carrying the spirit and life of God. Health, a health that carries the spirit and life of God. Now here, he said, what's my part? Well, here it is in Proverbs 4 now. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them operate on you. Let them not depart, notice, from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Now, he's not talking about your outer eyes. He's talking about your inner eyes, where the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. But then the 10th verse, 1 Corinthians 2:10, tell us that it takes the spirit to receive, watch what I say now, watch what I say, supernatural health. Supernatural health. It takes the spirit of God to bring you there. The body of Christ, you are designed to walk in supernatural health. But we've been letting the world tell us how much health we can have. And so therefore it's a deficit. So my job is to bring you back on the right side with the abiding word, the abiding life, the abiding anointing on the inside of you. You can, from your inner man, you can have inner health. Once that health hit on the inside, we're going to see from some other scripture in a few minutes. Once that health hit on the inside, it got to come on the outside. But we've been trying to get it from the outside. Hello? We've been trying to get it from the outside. We've been trying to use lower grade of medicine. The word is the supernatural divine medicine that cannot fail. Are you following me? And so I want you to go with me, because I want you to write 4 or 5 things down right now, because I'm the covenant of healing, the covenant of health, the covenant of a long, satisfied life, the covenant of eternal life. In this teaching this morning, I want to lock you into the covenant of healing, the covenant of health, the covenant of living a long, satisfied life, and the covenant, after you live that long, satisfied life, you still have covenant. The covenant of eternal life. And this is what this message is about. God, health, wisdom, coming to the body of Christ. Now let's try to read again in Proverbs 4. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes, the word. Keep them, what? The word, in the midst of thy heart, soul, inner man. See that word, heart? See, a lot of times people thought that was their spirit, but it's your soul. And your inner man, it's your conscious, it's your imagination, it's your mind. All of that he's talking about right now. Keep it in there. Be conscious of health. Don't care what your body's saying. Stay conscious of you have a divine right, a covenant right to be healthy. All right? Now watch what he says. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine soul. Keep them in the midst of thy inner man. Keep them in the midst of thy thinking. Keep them in the midst of thy conscience. Keep them in the midst of thine imagination. Keep them in the midst of thy desire. Keep them in the midst of your emotion. See, the word. For their, now note verse 22. For their life unto those that find them And what? To what? Then it said in verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, or keep thy soul, or keep thy mind, keep thy conscience with all diligence, for out of it are the issue of life. In other words, inner healing, inner health. We're talking about inner, and then the outer got to fall in place. We'll see that in a minute. In the Message Bible, captured for Proverbs 4:20, learn it by heart. We're going to have to learn health by heart. It's not by hand. It's not by man. But the health of God, the wisdom of the health of God, you have to learn the health of God by heart. That means you have to learn it. Let the Spirit of God teach you in your inner man the spirit of health. So it reads in the Message Bible, in Proverbs 4, it reads in 20, dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Very important. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Verse 22 says, those who discover these words live, really live, listen, body and soul, they are birthing with health. So keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. That where your life starts. Keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. So you see, we have to move from outside thinking. Help from God comes from the inside. And the medicine for health is His word. And the carrier of health is His spirit. So I listen to these notes and listen to them from the inside. That's where I wrote them from. To live in the God kind of health, you must know that it is, now three things I want you to write, spiritual, soulish, and sensical. You got to have good sense to have health. Spiritual, soulish, and sensical. Let me say it another way. Listen, the God kind of health is spiritual, mental, and physical. Spiritual, mental, and physical. Who's in it? It's spiritual. For you see what happened? We try to spiritualize everything, but we don't carry the rest with it. So the church, through prayer and through laying on of hand and prophesying, been trying to carry health, but you can't carry health if you're thinking wrong. You can't carry health, you know the next thing, right? If you're eating wrong. You're not taking care of your body, you see. And so we're coming to understand of that. Is that right? We're coming to understand. We know we've got to take care of our spirit, soul, and body. And we'll see that in a few moments. Matter of fact, let's go to it now. Turn to Romans chapter 12. I'm going to make a statement, and then we're going to pull from that statement and enter into this divine substance of supernatural health. Supernatural health. No matter what disease, what virus, what's going on, when you know how to go on the inside, see, the panic is on the outside, but you're not going on the inside, and you got to consult God, and you find out from God. So turn to Romans chapter 12. I'm going to make a statement. We're going to feed on it for a few moments. God help wisdom cometh to the body of Christ. We find out that it's more than just your body. Your soul and your spirit are going to be in alignment. Here's what I want you to see here in Romans 12, 1 to 3. Here is the full revelation of living free from sickness and diseases. Here is the full revelation of living free from sickness and diseases. Romans 12, you got to present that body. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. As I read that verse, I saw something. Spirit of God spoke something to me about help mercy. I never heard that before. Help mercy, the mercies of help. When we present our bodies to God through the mercies of God, the mercy that we need for our bodies to be healthy, God provides it. Secondly, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, health, divine health, the health of God is a soul issue. Remember what he said in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And then when he told us our makeup, how divinely we're made up in Psalm 139:14, we're fearfully and wonderfully made and marvelous his work. But then he said at the end of the verse, and our soul knows right well. So most people health is not working because they don't know how to operate in their soul. So my job today is to touch the body of Christ, that the body of Christ know they're going to have to think health. They're going to have to use their imagination. They're going to have to imagine, no matter what their body's saying, seeing themselves, because God said, in their healthy place. Yes. Are you following me? So that's Romans 12, 1 to 3, your body. Then you got to present your soul. Now, I think the enemy tricked us of thinking more highly of ourselves than we should with faith. And so what have happened is we've got the faith, all this faith stuff going on, and our faith for help couldn't grow because we were working in a lower measure. Look at verse 3. He says, for I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than the other thing. So we left verse 2 and went into verse 3 with our faith. Our mind are not renewed to health, but we got over in verse 3 and we think we can work everything with faith. I got to see this. You see this? Do you see this? Who listened to me? Do you see this? See, we're over in that faith area and left our body and our soul out there. We're over there trying to operate by faith, but we haven't presented our body. We're just doing anything and everything with our body. We're over there with faith telling God what to do with our body. And God said, I told you to present that body to me. You didn't present it to me. You got mad when somebody told you to stop eating something. Come on, sir. You haven't presented that body to me. That you think that's your body. You can do what you want. Then you come ask me to heal it. Wow. See? And you get angry. You got all them thoughts and anger when somebody, you get in the presence of somebody with a revelation. You get all upset. You get all angry. You go back to your house. You talk about it. You call somebody up and talk about it. So let's come on, body of Christ, let's see this thing. God wants you to walk in divine health, but God's health is not cheap. That's right. So now here where we've been, here where the word of faith people been, here's what full gospel, here we've been in verse 3. Not presenting that body, know nothing about that the soul, the heart, and the inner man are the same. The average preacher don't know that. They think when the Bible talks about the heart, they talk about the spirit, but it can't be. Because the spirit is already there. You see? So here we got in verse 3 now. For I say to the grace given unto me, Paul ministering to him at Rome, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now he's talking about high thinking faith people. They think they're high-minded in their faith. Boy, this is an indictment to the body of Christ. I've been there, you see. He said, more high than you ought to think, but to think soberly. Now, know what he said. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So he's saying, you're trying to use a measure you don't have. Because you didn't bring your body and your soul up with you. Your whole inner being is not connected properly. So therefore, you cannot receive it. But now we know how to do it, right? We take the whole passage, you present your body. See, you can't go to faith and just do anything with your body.
That's right.
And see, that's what we've been trying to do. So that's why the church had not talked much about help. The church talked about healing because they didn't know how to hold help. See, to hold help, the total person has to be involved. So make a note of that for me. Here's the full revelation of living free from sickness and disease. Those three verses will teach you the full revelation. Number two, turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. I want to show you something that will contribute to the wisdom of the God kind of help. And I don't know if this ever been preached, the wisdom of the God kind of help. I know it's new to me, and I want you to get a hold of it. I'm going to make a statement, and we're going to pull it from the scripture to back us up. I think that was really clear in Romans 12, yes. 1 through 3, that you can try to get your help just physically, or you can try to get it just mentally, or you can try to get it just by faith, but you need all three. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody can step in their help right now. Wow. Because, see, health is beyond healing. And if you listen, the Spirit of God will take it right now and do some great and mighty things for you. Now, I'm about to share with you now the threefold secret of abundant health. Good God Almighty. The threefold, do you want to know?
Yes, sir.
The threefold secret of abundant health. Abundant health. I never heard that term, abundant health. Having health in abundance. Right. Here in Matthew 13, verse 13. Let's see. I might want to go further. Let's take verse 11. And 12. I know what he's trying to take me through. 13. All right. Well, let's go to 13 first. Matthew 13, 13 first. Therefore, I speak unto them in parable, because they seen what? See not. Hearing, they hear not. And neither do they understand. Now, seeing, hearing, and understanding, you need to underline your Bible. And I want you to think about one word, outside. Outside. See, we're talking about an inside job of help. Outside with their natural eyes, their natural hearing, and their natural understanding. There's a spiritual seeing, there's a spiritual hearing, there's a spiritual understanding, and you have to understand that your help comes from the inside. Everything from God comes from the inside. And then it manifests and demonstrates on the outside. But if you try to demonstrate it on the outside, you're outside. When you're on the outside, the world says you're dealing with the effect. You're not dealing with the cause. And people are trying to change the effect with the effect. But you got to go into the inside and the cause. Just like the curses, causes should not come. The blessing or the help, nothing from God, causeless, should not come. So here we read these three things are in these things. Let me read it. Let me try to read them. Verse 13, therefore speak unto them in parables, because they seen, they see not. Now, see, you want to see. And they hear not. I want to hear. Neither do they understand. I want to understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah said it, which said, by hearing they shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing they shall see and shall not perceive. You with me in verse 14? All right, verse 15 now. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their soul, their inner man, is waxed gross. And their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. And I should heal them. If you don't see, if you don't hear, you don't understand, I can't do it for you. But notice verse 16 now. But blessed are your eyes for they see. Why do my eyes see? Why, how can I clarify this? Put a finger there. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at verse 9 and 10. You'll see something here. If you only pay attention, you will see something here that will revolutionize your life forever. Eyes have not seen. See, you're on the outside. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. On the outside, eyes have not seen. No ear heard. Got a Bible. Eyes have not seen. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. Ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God got prepared for them that love him. In other words, if you're on the outside, you're not going to have no help. See, this God help wisdom is known in verse 10 now. Look at 1 Corinthians 2, 10. But the Spirit revealed. See, everything come from God is a revelation. It's not a reason. It's a revelation. It's not a ritual. It's a revelation. Your eyes got to be open. See, Spirit, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And see, we're talking about health born from the Spirit. See, health, my health born from the Spirit. In other words, any sickness and disease in my body, I presented my body to God, I present my mind to God, and now I present my faith to God, and God got, but it come from the inside. And see, we look on the outside, we're dealing with the pain, we're dealing with the diagnosis, we're dealing with all those things, but if you want to have divine help, you got to go on the inside, then your faith will work for you. Then your faith will work for you. All right, so the threefold secret of abundant health is what now? You out there, you laid your hand on the television there. Threefold secrets of abundant health is what? What is it? Seeing, hearing, and understanding in another dimension. So now, you listening? The Holy Spirit get in on your health. See, now you're wearing a health anointing. Now your mind is filled with supernatural health truth. And so you're in a different category than a natural man or a natural woman, and you're looking for the supernatural. How many of y'all can see that? So those three things run in the kingdom of God: seeing, hearing, and understanding. Seeing, hearing, and understanding. Wait, now I'm about to say something else. From within. From within. You can see, hear, and understand things from the outside. We're talking about the spiritual things, all right? All right. See, can you grab this now from inside? Members, y'all listening, I want y'all to get a hold of this. I'm seeing y'all in y'all seats right now. So I'm preaching to 1,000, at least 3,000 people. I know that. You didn't put that number up there so I can see how many tune in yet. Because I know there's many in the household. Permitting the Holy Spirit to unfold. Listen, you never heard this before now. So you're going to listen. You're going to listen up real good. You ain't put that number up there so I can see how many tune in. Permitting the Holy Spirit to unfold the mysteries of kingdom health. You never heard that before. Permitting the Holy Spirit to unfold the mysteries, plural, mysteries is plural, mysteries of kingdom, exactly what he's doing in here today. He's unfolding the mystery, seeing, hearing, and understanding, presenting your body, presenting your mind, your soul, and then using your measure of faith now accordingly, not letting faith take such a grand finale without taking the rest of the stuff you need to bring in. So that's what the church been. Church been laying hand. Church been praying, and the power of God come. The gifts of the Spirit come. But yet the people can't keep it because they don't have no revelation that they're supposed to be healthy. Ooh, good God. All the days of their life. And live a long, satisfied life without sickness or disease. I like that book. It says, never be sick again. When you know your divine right. So now this mystery, oh Jesus, this mystery is revealed by being able to see, being able to hear, being able to understand what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. John said in the book of Revelation, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And because he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, he saw something and heard something that you cannot see or hear without being in the Spirit. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Pastor, what are we talking about? God's health wisdom cometh to the body of Christ. This message should go down in the archives of eternity. It's a turnaround for the body of Christ. Men and women who really want to know, great men and women who really love God, suffered and suffered and suffered, not knowing the revelation that we're hearing this morning. Permitting the Holy Spirit to unfold the mysteries of kingdom health. Notice in Matthew 13 again, notice verse 11 and verse 12. When you got it, it can't be taken away. When you got it, like I'm preaching this morning, you can't be. When you got it, when you see it, when you can hear it, and when you can understand, it can't be taken from you. When the Spirit of God have you in that position. Look at the 11th verse. He said, then because it's given to you to know the mysteries, what? Of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So if I know the mystery of kingdom health, it can't be taken from me. And I'm telling it to you. So look at the 12th verse now. The reason people held is being taken, for whosoever has, to him should be given, and he should have more abundance. But notice what it said at the end of the 12th verse. But whosoever has not, have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And then someone who have rightfully built their measure of faith. See, some people faith still at the same measure. Yes, sir. See, when you can't mess around with faith high-minded. You got to be humble to operate in faith. And so we got over there and we got some scriptures and we got so high-minded and thought faith can do everything, and it didn't because we were too much. So the abundant health, you got that on your page, abundant health? Yes, I live in abundant health, but you can't live in abundant health without knowing the mystery. The mission is very simple, seeing, hearing, and understanding. Present your body, present your mind, your soul. They take the whole total man. Are you following me? Yes, sir. So now we got abundant health. We got kingdom health. We're learning the mysteries of health. Come on now. Now I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians, because this is why a lot of people are not in health. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want you to turn there. Oh, I'm going to be a little while today, so y'all can just pack your stuff up, because I know that somebody is getting set free. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. What I'm about to tell you now is going to shake the nation. Shake all the spirituality in you and all spirituality all over the world. I just sat there and the Lord talked to him, and I write down what he told me. Write down. He says, Leroy, the Father wants us to live in sanctified health. What? I said, sanctified health. Yeah, he said, you can't live any kind of way and live in hell.
That's right. Come on.
You got to be holy. Yes, and this kind of health call for holiness. You got my spirit, so you got holiness, but you got to yield to him. Now, so you talk about sanctified health. Everybody says sanctified health. I never heard that before in my life. Four decades. I said, sanctified health. He said, yeah, and I'm going to show you something. I said, all right, Lord, thank you. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That ain't H-O-L-Y, that's W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy. He's talking about spirit, soul, and body. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, faith is he that calls you, who also will do it. So you see, he's talking about a sanctified life that all of you sanctified. And that's where health can flow. How many of y'all see it? Let me make this statement. The Father wants us to live in sanctified health, but we've got to live a sanctified life. And then you go back further up in that chapter. I just will do it. All right, Lord. I see it. Go back to the 15th verse in that same opening. First Thessalonians 5:15. Tell you how to live a sanctified life. See that no one run the evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Verse 16, rejoice forevermore. 17, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Wow. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. You see it? Despise not prophesying. I prophesy you shouldn't eat that sweet roll no more. See, you said, tell me what to eat. I prophesied you need to leave that Krispy Kreme donut alone. I prophesied. Listen, my wife brought to me, I was sitting on my RV, my wife brought to me some data where Baskin Robbins ice cream place, son walked up to his dad and said, I can't do this no more. Now this boy is walking from a $1 billion inheritance, but he saw health more important. He said, Daddy, that slogan y'all got about we make you happy, no, you're not making them happy, you're making them unhealthy. He walked away from that. I see how much y'all, he walked away from that inheritance. I mean, he got money now because he wrote books and stuff, but I mean, by the same token, what his name was? The son. John Robert. John Robin. Baskin Robin. You know Baskin Robin? He said, Dad, this is not right to feed people stuff like this. I can't do it no more. I'll tell you more about that in the future. All right, I'm gonna give you a few more things. I better finish reading that because I gotta get time to something. Let me look. Verse 19, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Verse 21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Verse 22, who with me? Who with me? Verse 22, I'm in verse that. Who with me up in here? Yes. Y'all got y'all Bible? Yes. Is y'all at verse 22? Yes. Who with me? Abstain from all appearance of evil. Who with me in the house? What one of my members get up and shout? Who with me? Prove, he said, abstain from all appearance of evil. And then you can go into the very peace of God. Actually, verse 12 through 22 in that text, I'm gonna give you a line that the Lord gave me. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse, wait a minute, 12 to 22, make a note of that, because I'm about to make you a statement. Instruction on how to maintain health in a sick world. That's what I just give you. You read that and meditate, the Holy Spirit is going to talk to you. Instruction on how to maintain health in a sick world. Now, I'm led by the Spirit at this moment to speak to you. It doesn't matter what your conditions are. It doesn't matter what reports you have received over the years. And it does not matter what have been running through your family. Okay? The thing that have ran through your family, good Christian people, and they got to a certain age, a certain, like, it don't have nothing to do with that. It has to do with the wisdom of God about help who kept Abraham, kept Isaac, kept Jacob, all lived and a long, satisfied life. Same God. We got the same God. See, God haven't changed, but man changed his walk with God. And so now, in this apostolic age, in this apostolic government, apostolic wisdom, God is aiming to bring the church back into her full place by revelation, by anointing, and by living from the inside. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Write these notes. Shutting sickness and disease down in your body on purpose. Not guessing and hoping. What I'm teaching you right now is how to shut sickness and disease down in your body on purpose by divine means. Pulling down strongholds against your health. And putting your armor of health on. That's what this message is all about. And pressing for the mark of good health. Three things. Pay attention. Pulling down the strong. And see, pulling down the strong. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 is a weapon of our warfare, not carnal, a mighty true God to the pulling down stronghold. Huh? Cast down imagination. If you hide things, exalt yourself against the knowledge of God. All right? 2 Corinthians. Then Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Then Philippians 3:13-14 say, I forget the things behind me and I press forward. We're going to forget all this sickness and disease and what Uncle Jabu died with. We got to forget that. I don't want to call nobody names. So Jabu, if they name Jabu, I can't help it. If they name Jabu, you got an uncle named Jabu, I can't help it. I'm just trying. Now, I'm going to give you this and then I'm going to prophesy. Oh, Lord, Understanding your health security in this kind of wisdom. Proverbs 4:1-13. You need to read it through the Message Bible. I'm not going to go there. But understanding your health security. Now, we talk about health security. We talk about the mystery of health. We talked about abundant health. We've talked about sanctified health. We've talked about some health, haven't we? I mean, you really introduced to health in a lot of ways. God's health is inner health first. Get that? That's powerful. God's health. You may not see it in your body, but if you keep stirring it up in your soul, it has to manifest. Now listen to me clearly. Health is not just food, but it's faith. Beyond feeling, stress, worry, and fear. Health is not just food. Food included. But it's faith. Beyond feeling, stress, worry, and fear. Now, listen to me closely. I'm trying to close. The gifts of healing, and there is such, laying on of hand and prayer are all powerful assistants of health. See, that's something you have to know. I mean, you can have gift of healing, you can have prayer, you can have laying on of hand, but you're not going to walk in health. The revelation I've been sharing with you this morning is to keep you in health. They'll bring you there, but they can't keep you there. And then when I thought about my congregation, the people that God had assigned me over, the Lord told me to ask them this. Please do not let these truths pass you by with excuses and normal teaching. Please don't let these truths pass you by. It's to bring you to another level of living. Rich help, oh my goodness, rich help with no limit is knocking on the door of your heart and body right now. Rich help with no limit is knocking on the door of your heart and body right here, right now, right in this meeting, right in this moment, right in this revelation, right in this anointing. Right now. Listen. No impossible cases can stand up before God our Father and deny who he is and that we are his offspring. They can't stop it. Therefore, you're receiving in the Spirit now quickening help. Quickening help will begin to flow to bring you total help. I done told you some kind of help today, boy. All right. Now here, to summarize and to close out, I'm going to give you this word from the Lord. With that type of teaching, I need to come back and teach you some more about that. But you had open heart surgery today. Hearing the word that the Lord gave me when I was meditating for this message, he says, get ready for explosive help to flow through your body. Get ready to share with others why you are so healthy. My sons and daughters, God has a health plan that cannot fail and will not fail you if you follow the plan. You are being called to covenant healing, covenant health, and a covenant long, satisfied life. Talking health, thinking health, eating health, and walking in health will stand up before you this day, inviting and commanding you to make changes to receive what is rightfully yours. The wisdom and power of the cross of Christ releases all the benefits of good health. Your life is at stake. Learn these truths of heart. Thus said the Lord. You can go back over it. You know, I might have said it, but you can go back over it. There's a lot of truth there. Father, we thank you today that the listeners are grace with the Holy Spirit on the inside. I asked him when I began to minister this message, you told me to minister from the inside. Don't let no outside distraction get me. Don't be demagnetized by the outside, but stay on the inside. I preach from the inside. I preach from my spirit. And I told my family to listen out of their spirit, and that this message is a message that has to be taken care of by the spirit and the soul before we can get to the body. I pray for encouragement to all my members who are at home in different places, to let them know it won't be long, but we have to be strong and we have to trust you. And we have to have two things going for us, Lord. And I want all my members will start praying for it. All my partners start praying for it. Anybody connected with my ministry. It's wisdom and discernment. Wisdom and discernment. Those two things. And then, Lord, I pray the revelation gifts on every person I lead, that they have a word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirit to give them. Your word said the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he's delighted in all his ways. Your word also said, being led by the Spirit, he that be led by the Spirit is the Son of God. So may each one of us be led by the Spirit. Don't let our flesh take over. Don't let our senses take over. Don't let nobody call us with no junk to take over. Be grounded and rooted in the love of God and know that God loves us. He'll never forsake us and he'll never leave us. And Father, we thank you that you're a faithful God. And we thank you for your faithfulness. We pray that this message take root around the world as the body of Christ learn about your healthy place. In Jesus' name.